Welcome to our Camp Staff Podcast. We're excited to bring you a variety of summer camp related podcasts and hope you enjoy them as much as we've enjoyed putting them together for you. We've been in the camping business our entire adult lives. My name is Lynn Roy, and I'm married to Bunky Roy, whom I met at summer camp in the summer of 1997. We have been camp directors ourselves, we send our three daughters to camp, and I still work at camp every summer. We also own and operate campstaff.com and campstaffnurses.com. Each site is a two-way searchable database that allows camp to find awesome summer camp staff and for great staff to find fantastic summer camp jobs in the U.S. and Canada. We're producing this podcast with staff and potential staff in mind, as well as camps that hire staff, which the last time we checked includes all summer camps. Staff that may find themselves interested in this podcast range from veterans of camping to those out there merely considering the idea of plunging into the great big world of organized summer camping. We also think staffing directors at summer camps will find useful information and insight into the thinking of staff and future staff. People have all sorts of ideas and assumptions about summer camp. We will explore what working at a summer camp is really like, who really works there, and what it feels like to work there. Enjoy. Thanks for joining us today. I'm Lynn Roy. I own a company called campstaff.com. We help camps all over the country find awesome staff to work for them over the course of the summer, and we help awesome staff find great camp jobs. Today, I have a soon-to-be first summer camp counselor on the line with me, Elise Fender. And Elise is going to be working at a camp in the Northeast this summer where she will be a cabin counselor. And we thought it'd be neat to talk to Elise today to get an idea of what thoughts are on her mind, what she's thinking about camp, how she's anticipating it, etc. Because we're seeing that other people who are out there either thinking about going to work at a camp or who have already signed a contract with the camp may be thinking the same things. So Elise, thanks for joining us.
No problem. Glad to be here.
And I wanted to ask you first, where did you get the idea of working at camp?
So my mom actually brought it up to me because I know that you and Mr. Chris, I know we've been knowing y'all for a long time. Mm-hmm. And so my mom actually talked to y'all about it. And you brought it up to her and then she came to me about it. And so after she told me about it, I know that, like, y'all came to me, too, mm-hmm. and were like, it's such an amazing camp, and it's such a good experience, and I know how good you are with, like, kids, and just being able to work with them, I know would be a great job for you. And then I talked to Malia about it also, and it was just, I absolutely wanted to do it. Like, right when she told me I could, I was right at going and getting towards it.
That's awesome, because I know you had to arrange or rearrange some things over the course of your coming summer so that you could make a commitment to camp. Yes. So I love that it's a priority for you. And one of my questions was going to be, is your family supportive of you working away at camp this summer? And it sounds like they are, if your mom was the one that brought this idea to you.
Yes, definitely. Right when I told them all that I was like got accepted and I was going to be able to go, they were all like so excited for me. They ran up to me and gave me such a big hug, and I was like, oh my gosh, this makes me feel like so excited about it, like even more than I already was.
Yeah, that's awesome, and it's great to have their support. So when you're thinking about camp, and I know you've gone to the website and filled out forms, etc., do you have a vision of what camp looks like? And, you know, is it formed by books that you've read or movies that you've seen, that you have this one sort of idea of what camp is?
Well, as a kid, you know, I think most kids have seen, like, The Parent Trap.
Yes,
and so,
right.
Like, I've seen, like, the really old one and the remake, too. And so, I don't know. I feel like it'll be, like, set up kind of like that.
I think that you're right in a lot of ways. And in a lot of ways, you're going to be like, hey, why don't the cabins look like they did in The Parent Trap with Hallie Mills?
But like I was like, oh my gosh, maybe if it's like this, and like it just like brought me back to like my childhood and how I would have always wanted to go to a camp like that, just like as a camper. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'll be able to like show these kids that it'll be so much fun, and you can always have such a good time just going out and just like adventure and stuff like that.
Absolutely. So when you think of camp, do you have in your mind almost one vision of you doing something? Like when you picture camp, do you picture yourself in a cabin? Do you picture yourself swimming? Do you picture yourself with kids? Do you have an image?
I have like an image of like myself with a big group of kids and us just like having a good time and just like sitting around together, but like interacting with each other and just laughing and having like the best time that we could have.
And I love that, because what I'll do is at the end of the summer, we'll come back and listen to this and see what your visual beforehand really was compared to what camp actually looks like.
Yes, that's going to be awesome.
And then my other question for you is traveling. So obviously going to camp in the Northeast from Louisiana involves a good bit of travel. And how do you feel about traveling?
I feel like wonderful about it. That's something that's always been like a thing that I've always wanted to do. And so being able to go so much farther from Louisiana and going all the way up there is just like a dream come true, kind of. Because like in my school, there in high school and like elementary, we were able to go to like DC and Boston, and being able to travel like that, like with my class, was one thing. And then being able to travel up there by myself or maybe with like a group of people is like, and meeting so many new people is just going to be like a whole new kind of thing that I'm so excited for.
Absolutely. It sounds like you're up for it.
Definitely.
And this summer, some people go to camp for pay and they get paid. Some people go as a volunteer, depending on the type of camp they're going. And some people go as an internship. And I don't know if everyone even knows that you can use camp as an internship, depending on what your major is and depending on what or how flexible the camp may be. So you'll be going this summer for pay, obviously. And mm-hmm. room and board's included in that. Did you even know, just out of curiosity, that some people go to camp and use it as an internship for college?
I actually did not know that.
Yeah, and I think that's probably how a lot of people feel when I ask them that question. So mm-hmm. it's good to know, and I want people out there to know. And we've written blog posts about how to go about doing it, etc. So just good little knowledge to tuck away. And my last question, I think, that I have for you is, what do your friends think about you going away this summer?
They're all really excited for me. Like, I have this one very best friend that I'm very close to. And, like, before I even, like, thought about this camp, we were like, you know, our first summer out of college, what are we going to do? We're going to hang out all the time. And then I had to, like, tell her that I was, like, going for this camp. And at first, she was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to miss you so much. But at the end of our conversation, she was like, Elise, I'm so proud of you. And like, I'm so happy for you, because I know this is something that will definitely broaden your horizons and just like make you so happy doing. And I was like, oh my gosh, that like, it touched my heart, because we're so close. And she was just so excited for me to go and do this and have this opportunity in my life.
Sounds like an awesome friend. And that's exactly what it sounds like coming through in this conversation, that not only are your friends and family proud of the decision that you've made, but you're obviously proud of it. And it sounds like you're really ready to step out of your comfort zone and to try the next adventure and to spread your wings a little bit. So I think it's going to be an awesome summer for you.
I do. I definitely do. I think it's going to be definitely open up my eyes to so many different things that I can bring to different kids' lives and just have a good time with it also.
Well, Elise, thank you so much for joining me today. I appreciate what you were able to share, because as I said earlier, I think a lot of people have thoughts very similarly before they're leaving for camp for their first summer. And it's comforting to know that you're able to be on here and voice it and to help people know that those feelings and emotions are normal. So thanks so much.
Yes, you're welcome. I had a great time talking to you about it, and I'm hoping that it'll help different people like make their decision about the camp to go and have such a good time with it.
I hope so, too. All right. Thanks, Elise.
No problem.
So after Elise and I finished our conversation, she asked me one great question about preparing herself for camp, and I added it here as a segment. It's about a minute and a half long and worth listening to.
So I know, like, I've done vacation Bible school, and I've done, like, little, like, small camps, but they haven't, like, been, like, overnight kind of things. Sure, like, what sure. should I be expecting more than that?
Yeah. So I guess to clarify, is your question what should you be expecting as far as from the campers, or what should you be expecting from yourself?
From the campers more.
Yeah. So I'll say this. You'll get to camp about 10, maybe 8 days, 8 or 9 days before the campers get there, which is so helpful because you're going to need that time to acclimate. So you'll get there, and the first time you get off the bus or the car, or whatever, however you get there from the airport, you're going to meet all these people, and it's going to feel like, oh my gosh, this is all so new. And then by the end of those 8 or 9 days, you'll know those people, and you'll also have been trained every day where you're sitting through interactive icebreakers, and you're sitting through kind of like mini classes, and you're being taught everything you need to know, from the schedule to how to deal with a homesick camper. So by the time those campers get there on June 26th, they get off the bus, and you've got your list of names, you know where these kids are from, you know your co-counselor, you're settled into your cabin. So all of a sudden, what feels like so overwhelming now, because it feels like a big step from where you are today to that first day of camp, there's this great transition period. And camp does a really good job of intentionally having all these different sessions, so that there's some social ones for you to meet people, and there's some ones that are clearly education, so that you know how to deal with whatever comes up. Yeah. So I would say, to prepare yourself best, get yourself ready, like physically almost, to go to camp, so that you have all the things you need when you get there, so that when you get to camp, you're not worried about, oh my gosh, I didn't pack correctly, I had to go shopping, or I have to call my mom so she could ship this stuff up. Because if by the time you get there, you have everything you need, then you can just totally focus on absorbing yourself into camp life. Yeah. And that'll make your transition that much easier.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today and listening to our podcast. If you have any questions, you can reach us at staff@campstaff.com.